Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on planet Earth. I can see that. Getting a bit of feedback here. Hold on a moment. Need to find out where this is coming from. I think I know where. What's going on here? That's better. That's it. Good day. Welcome to the one and only Luna Lounge show, a show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind, man. And courtesy of this show, you do get a discount. The details are always in the bottom section, explanation section. You get the gist. Past podcasts, whether you are listening to this on, I'm available on all podcast platforms, by the way, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcasts. If you're listening there, the details of how you can get your discount through Magic Mind, feeling mentally fatigued, mentally tired, physically fatigued, and physically tired, this is the drink. I'm telling you. I kid you not. And now they've also launched the gummy bears. I'm going to be coming to you with the information on that soon. As you can see, I'm sweating a bit. And as you can hear, I've got a bit of a cold. I'll be telling you a little bit about that. I've got my hot drink here. Nothing that some lemon, ginger, and, you know, garlic and won't fix. So I'm on that. Yeah, I know. We've got to blame something, right? Got to blame it on the weather. And I may be sucking a sweet halfway through also as well for that. Get rid of that. Get some menthol down me. But welcome to the Lunar Land Show. It is a show which aims to entertain, inform, educate all about the cosmos and things in relation to the cosmos, philosophy, mythology, cosmology. I think I mentioned that already. Astrology, all the esoteric forms, divination, numerology, tarot, all of that is connected. Later on in the show, of course, we got the tarot card of the week coming up, so I'll be doing that. Competition time, I think about 3 or 4 people have emailed in. I don't recall seeing a winner, so we may not have a winner this week. Anywho, I will be checking that in a moment and be reading out some, I'll be obviously announcing, if there is a winner, I'll be announcing the winner. And if there's not, I will be revealing the answer for last week's question and giving you another question for next week. It is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show, people. Thank you for your support. I am live on LinkedIn, Instagram, and on YouTube. So keep your questions coming. I do need to check whether I am live on Instagram. I think I'm live on Instagram. I'm supposed to be live on Instagram. But let's see how that goes. Yes, it is revealing here that I am live on Instagram. So shout out to you people also on Instagram as well. Who we got here? Geraldine, usual. MQ123. Welcome to the show. Keep it moving. Keep your questions coming. Live here at the Lunar Lounge podcast. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. So we'll be looking at the chart and let's see what's going on there. What's the weather like where you are? Very bright where I am. It's blue skies, but it's cold. Make no mistake about it. Hence why I'm wearing this. Well, I'm wearing this also as well because I got a bit of a cold. You see, the thing is with this is it keeps me real warm. Let me rephrase that. It keeps me real hot, but too hot to some degree. Hence why you're going to start seeing me perspiring and sweating in a moment. So, yeah. But it does the job. Always wear it if I'm feeling a little bit cold. If it's cold out there, man. I don't care what you say. It is cold. I don't mind a little bit. No, not that kind of cold. It's getting a bit too. What we are, November? Although we're coming to the end of November. We'll talk about that in a moment. So let us know what the weather is like wherever you are in the part of the world where you are residing currently right now. And don't rub it in for those of you who are nearer to the equator. So, yes. Shout out to Pamela. Shout out to Yvette here. Pamela's saying, also, please respond to my message. You see how people bring out your business in the open. I have one on too. Yeah, exactly. And the rest of the... I woke up this morning. Today, well, I say today's not that bad. I think today was an average day. Waking up to 52 messages. I mean, please. What do you think I am? 52. The other day, I woke up to 182 messages. 182 messages. Are you all right? 182. Brother, it's this time of year. This is the time of year I do not, on some level, I kind of look forward to it. On some level, I don't. Reason being, it's my busiest time of the year. You know, when it comes to the end of the year, you know, aside from those people, it's their birthday and they want to have their solar return readings and so on and so forth. It's just the whole fact that a new year's coming, right? So people get, I don't know whether it's a panic. I think there's an element of that, but they're just anxious, I guess. So, you know, what's happening for the new year? And it's like, I just get bombarded with message after message after message. Like, there's only so many of you. Shame my bank balance doesn't reflect the amount of requests that I'm getting, but it's all right. Yes, Pam, don't worry. I will respond to your message. Your message is probably, and this is the thing that people don't realize. The moment you message me, within a space of an hour or two, it's getting pushed down because more and more messages are coming. So they're just getting pushed down and pushed down. Yesterday, I responded to messages that somebody had messaged me 3-4 weeks ago, like literally a month, just getting back. It's like, because there's only so much. And I'm busy in the day, jumping from one thing to another. I can't be in 10 places at one time, people. But I hear what you're saying. Don't take it personal. Don't think I'm ignoring you, because I sure as hell ain't. It's just the nature of the beast. I need to get a secretary on board at some point. So, yeah. Angela's saying, whoa, you need a work phone and receptionist. Yeah. I think I need more than that. I need a bloody company. need to get things started. But yeah, welcome to the show, people. Yeah, I need more than that. It's crazy. It gets crazy. Angela's there. I believe you messaged me. I haven't even responded back to you because it just gets. And then let me answer that. And as I'm answering that, it's like another message is coming in. And by God, if I answer a message and the person's on the phone as well and they want to reply, then they want to hold a whole conversation. Brother, I ain't got time for that. Keep it moving. Boom, 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 gone. it is what it is. So this ain't the year time of year for me to be having a sore throat right now. Maybe like second, third week in January. Yeah. Not right now. So you might hear me sucking on a sweet during the show to get this ear up, but I've got a nice hot cup of ginger, lemon, sour sap, honey, yes, right there. So I'll be dining that through the show, and I might take a sip of that right now as I'm speaking to you with my planetary cup, of course, you've all seen before. Woo! Yeah, that's going to hit the spot for sure. Ah, that ginger just comes straight in. Okay. So, Coolio. Hi, Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Lamise. How you doing? Welcome to the podcast show also as well. I'll be making announcements later on. What's been in the news? Not that I've been listening to the news much lately. I haven't been listening to the news much. So I don't know what's going on. What is going on? Anything special? I don't think so. the usual suspects, I take it, are at play. I get it. So it is what it is. I'll bring up the chart in the moment. Competition time later on. We don't have a winner, not as far as I'm concerned, or not as far as I'm aware. Four people have emailed in so far. What was the question? I think, what planet moves palms? Isn't it palm trees? I think that was the question. I believe so. It should be the question. Let me just double check on that. So yes. Palm trees. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Okay. It is what it is. I think we do have a winner. Okay, Coolio. Four generations, crystals, and metaphysical healing. How you doing? I'm good. Trying to clear this chest, but yeah, I'm good otherwise. Other than that, Let's bring up the chart for the meantime and let's see what is happening. Let's share the screen. It's screen time. And let's bring up the show. And hopefully this week, I am not putting up with being sabotaged. I shall not tolerate none of that. I'm not going to shout out the company's name, but they know who they are. They need to sort me out. Cutting my show. I've got two YouTube clips. No. You messed up my show, man. So hopefully that won't be happening. I mean, there's no more Mercury square Saturn anymore anyway, is there? So, it is what it is. Let's look into Moon is in Cancer. At the last degree of Cancer. We've got a last degree Cancer in Moon. Homely, family orientated, isn't it? Or domestic orientated, at least. So, we'll take it. I suppose at some point during this show, the moon is going to switch signs from Cancer into Leo. Let's see how that plays out. The sun is near the end of Scorpio. In 2 days' time, we are going to be celebrating the new season of Sagittarius. Wow, we. Okay. The month is going quick, I tell you. The season's going quick. It just felt like the other day we just started the Scorpio month. Now we're moving to Sagittarius. Another 2 days. Okay. All right. Well, time waits for nobody, right? What aspects have we got currently at the moment? Pluto has moved into Aquarius. That is the big one, isn't it? That is the big one. All you fixed signs. So if there's anybody born here, July 21st, 22nd, even 20th, 21st, 22nd of July. If any of you guys are born October 22nd, 23rd, if any of you guys are born in January 20th, 21st of January, and if any of you guys are born in April the 21st, 20th, 20th, 21st, more the 21st, 22nd, you guys are really feeling this Pluto transit right now. You must be. Time for transformation. The cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, have been dealing with it for the last 15, 16 years, since 2008. I remember particularly when Pluto moved into Capricorn and what was going on then, and the whole fall of the banks and the whole industry, financial racket, governments all falling apart, was quite interesting, and it's done a number. Now Pluto has moved into the sign of Aquarius. Power to the people. I said last week, didn't I? What were the things that was happening 250 years ago? In 1774, I believe, yes. Round about that. Well, this was round about when America was fighting for its independence. Quite interesting times. Civil wars. Maybe there could be another civil war, particularly in America, because they've just had what's known as their Pluto return, or they've been having their Pluto return. They're still sort of like in that to some degree, even though Pluto has moved into Aquarius, but they're still are operating, under that phase, so to speak. But let's see what happens, because Aquarius, we know, is a zodiac sign which is especially on a collective level, always associated with humanity. Here we have it. You see him right there, Pluto, right? In Aquarius, 0 degrees, freshly moved in. So Aquarius, we know it's an air sign. And air signs are linked and connected and associated with knowledge. Aquarius, the sign of the water bearer, distributes. It carries. It's an information carrier. It's an animator of knowledge, of people, of humanity. And then we have a huge planet like Pluto making his way. This is the planet of deep transformation. We're talking about the god of the underworld here, Pluto. The ability to transform things, to dig things up, to transform, to transmute. So we could see this as power to the people, the power being handed over to the people. I will say a select amount of people, because generally speaking, people tend to follow the masses, and people are ringing my phone. It's a lot of follow the leader stuff, isn't it? Let's face it. But nevertheless, a certain power to the people. I think the next 16, 17 years is going to be very interesting. For the best part of 20 years anyway, Pluto is going to be in Aquarius. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how humanity as a whole, how we are going to go through, what transformations are we are going to go through, what kind of power is going to be given to the people. It was actually during this time, 250 years ago, there was huge movements amongst the religious circles, because this was a time where although the printing press was, I mean, they were really established in the, you know, 1600s, weren't they? So in the 17th century, they were, so we're talking 18th century here. But nevertheless, literature, information, really took a big transformation during this time. Although at that time, it is fair to say most people actually couldn't read or write. Most people actually were illiterate in the 18th century. This idea, it's quite interesting. This idea that everybody was educated, you know, you see, the thing is, this is the thing. We see the world as we are, not as it is. So be very mindful when you're observing history, because very often when we are observing history, we tend to look at it through the lens of our present times. It was nothing like that. We take education, I mean, to some degree, we do take education for granted. Going to school is like a norm now. Everybody, we expect everybody to know how to read, write, understand words, and to some degree, may not be to university degree, but we do take it for granted to some degree. To understand that less than 200 years ago, most people were illiterate. They couldn't read or write. But this was a really, if you want to say, huge moment, in history, where information, transformation of information, literacy started to become more of this is where it started to catapult from. So I think we've got to look at, over the course of the next 20 years, how literacy, how the internet, and let's not forget that Aquarius is the zodiac sign always connected or associated with things like the internet. I mean, let's not forget when Saturn moved into Aquarius just over 30 years ago is when we had the beginning of the internet. And then when Saturn moved back again into Aquarius in 2020, well, we know what happened, didn't we? Due to COVID-19, everybody went on the internet. Surprised the internet didn't crash. Well, that's all we could do, wasn't it? That's the way we could communicate. Everybody knew about Zoom. Prior to 2020, I was telling people about Zoom. What's that? What's Zoom? All of a sudden, everybody became a Zoom expert. So, more podcasts were established during 2020 than any other year, because everybody started to realize that, you know, they were stuck at home. So many people found a voice and found a platform through podcasting. Again, information, knowledge. And I think it's quite interesting that Pluto is at 0 degrees of Aquarius right now. Another important thing is 0 degrees of Aquarius is where we had the last Pluto-Saturn conjunction. Jupiter-Saturn. I don't know what I'm saying here. I'm all over the place. I think it was this ginger. Bear with me a moment. Oh, this is really nice. The Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, which happens every 20 years. The last one which we had was at 0 degrees of Aquarius. So that's a very sensitive degree. 0 degrees Aquarius is an exceptionally sensitive degree. And that is where Pluto is right now. I need to check. I know he's going to go retrograde again. He's not going back into Capricorn. But what I do want to know, I'll just double check now, is Pluto if he goes retrograde, bear with me a moment, or when he goes retrograde, will he come back to 0 degrees? Will he? We shall see. Doesn't look like it. No, doesn't. Okay, so he's not. All right, fine. Fair enough. He's not coming back to 0 degrees. But he's there now. That is a sensitive degree. I would watch out for what is going to be happening again on the leadership front, government front, particularly in terms of what's going on with the US. I think that's very interesting because we could say one of the reasons why Donald Trump got in again was the shifting of power, which is connected with that Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. So, okay, I mean, let's see. Let's see how that plays out. But it's a sensitive degree. But overall, I feel we need to keep a close eye on Pluto in Aquarius. And for everybody here, using whole sign, of course, what house is it that Pluto is going to go in for you? Maybe I might talk a little bit about that. For Aries rising people, Pluto is going to be moving into your 11th house. House of friends, acquaintances, you know, your networking arena. For those people who are Taurus rising, you know, Pluto is going to be moving into your 10th house. This is career, profession, your public status Are there going to be any changes there? For those of you who are Gemini rising, Pluto is going to move into your ninth house, your philosophy, your approach towards spirituality, long distance traveling, your ability to open up. That is where Pluto is transiting right now. For those of you who are Cancer rising, Pluto is going to be moving into your eighth house, house of other people's money, house of other people's resources, the house of death. I'm not implying if you're Cancer rising, you're going to die. I mean, you are going to die. We're all going to die at some point. What I mean is not immediate. So don't get scared. For those of you who are Cancer rising, like myself. But it's in the eighth house. It's a money house. It's a resource house. Maybe, you know, something big could be coming in for you. If you're Leo rising, Pluto's entering or entered your seventh house. House of relationships, partnerships. Over the course of the next 16 years, transformation of relationships and partnerships. Makeups and breakups. I'm sure we're going to experience something along that line. For those people who are Virgo rising. Who is it that is calling me so desperately? Stay away. Virgo rising. Pluto's moved into your sixth house. House of daily chores, daily routines, your health, your diet, going to be transformed. For those people who are Libra rising, Pluto's going through your fifth house, house of love affairs, romance, children can be transformative around this, your pleasures. For those of you who are Scorpio rising, Pluto's going through your fourth house, home, domestic situations, land, property, those things are going to be transformed. Could and will probably include, you know, moving house and all those kinds of things. For those of you who are Sagittarius rising, Pluto's going through your third house, siblings, mobility, learning, part and part of your educational life. We're going to see huge transformation in this area. For those of you who are Capricorn rising, Pluto's in your second house, your house of money, right? The house of money, yeah? Focusing on resources, financial resources, getting money, spending money, losing money, getting money, acquiring money, but transformation of your resources. And for those of you who are Aquarius rising is all about your physical well-being, your general overall well-being, your physical health, your body, your persona. Is going to be going through a huge transformation. And for those of you who are Pisces rising, Pluto is going to be going through your 12th house, house of the unconscious. This is going to be uprooting all your fears and phobias and having to deal with your inner world and subconscious world and get into therapies or spiritual things that can allow you to heal from your past. Maybe ancestral stuff may come up also for you as well. But yeah, just, you know, Pluto, you know, going through the houses based on your rising sign, I think is going to be quite interesting. Where is Pluto transiting in your, is he affecting any planets in your chart for now? And like I said, those people who are born, you know, the, you know, the July 21st, 22nd, Those are again, yeah, July. Sorry, did I say, yeah, July? July 21st, 22nd. Those people born January 20th, 21st. Those people born April 20th, 21st. Those people born October 20th. You know, you guys are going to be the guys that, yeah, you're feeling the intensity. That's the word. Pluto brings intensity. Yeah. So, yeah, Pluto in Aquarius, I think is very interesting. And I think we need to keep a close eye and let's see how the area of information and knowledge, you know, a lot of people are saying, because, again, Aquarius is linked with things like technology. I mean, technology is always advancing, isn't it? I think it's really going to be interesting with the likes of Elon Musk. Social media. Power to the people. But the likes of Elon Musk, where they're going to take it to with Pluto in Aquarius. Next level, baby. What else is it about? The transformation of technology, innovative, humanity's progress, technology, as we've said. I mean, technology is always moving, but we may see some leaps and bounds that we have never thought of happening. Shout out to Faye. Welcome to the show. Excuse me. I'm just really enjoying this lemon ginger. Oh, this is good. This will clear up the throat. I'll be back on my feet in no time. So, yeah, Pluto in Aquarius. Now, what is actually happening is Pluto is strengthening that opposition with Mars at the moment, because Mars is about to go retrograde. It's probably going to be next month, so I'll talk about it more next month, or next week, actually, because next week I'm going to be talking about December, right? For now, let's just focus on the rest of November. But Pluto, Mars at the moment is opposing Pluto. Tensions are out there, people. If you can't feel it, you can't feel it. But there's a lot of intensity out there. Those of you who are perhaps Aries. Aries rising. Scorpio rising. Capricorn rising, probably feeling it. But yeah, things are getting quite intense. So watch out for that. And I'm not just talking in America, places like that, all over the world. There's like a pressure building up. I think we need to keep a close eye out on that. Because Mars is really slowing down right about now. Not much happening there with him. Because he's about to kick into reverse. Okay, what else is happening? We've had the Mercury-Jupiter opposition. Anything happening here? The Sun is going to move into Sagittarius in 2 days' time. As he moves into Sagittarius, he will sextile Pluto. That's quite a nice aspect. Something to look forward to, I guess. It's going to sextile Pluto. A chance for transformation, a chance to transform, a time to let go, a time to heal, a time to purge. Sun, Pluto. What else are we having before the month is out? Not much. What's Venus doing? Venus is going to be on the 22nd in 2 days' time. She's going to be exactly sextile Saturn. This could be good for money management, relationships, partnerships. Okay, we'll take the Venus Mars. I said Venus Mars. Venus Saturn. We'll take that one. Why not? What else can we see? Not much aspects being made, funny enough. Not that many. But the Mars-Pluto is still going on. What else are we having? Starting from the 23rd of October. We're going to have Mercury starting to square Neptune. Yeah, right before a Mercury retrograde as well. Like, really? Mercury square Neptune? Be careful of your communication. However, this can be a great time for meditating, for getting into spiritual understandings, for expanding your knowledge, especially about things which are outside of the box kind of thinking. Can be good for those of you who are poets, poetry. Okay. We'll take the Mercury Neptune. That starts from the 22nd of November. What else have we got? As the Sun moves into Sagittarius on the 22nd, we can say from the 22nd, 23rd, the Sun is also going to start to trine Mars. Lots of energy, power. Oh, yeah, baby. We got the passions. We got the sex. We got the power. We got the energy to drive this in any particular area which we want. So, yeah. So, Sun, trine, Mars. I'm loving that. Towards the end of November. So, we're going to get a bit of a bounce in our step. I'm liking that. I'll take that one any day. And then Mercury starts to go closer. Oh, Mercury goes stationary on the 26th of November. About to go retrograde. Mercury starts his retrograde on the 26th, 27th of November. Exactly on the 27th of November, we're going to have the Sun exactly in a trine with Mars. Great energy. Uplift. But watch out for this Mercury retrograde. Oh, I don't know. What shall we make of this? Mercury retrograde. Well, Mercury starts to go retrograde on the 26th. You know what it's about, baby. And guess what? The 27th is going to be next week, Wednesday, when I'm doing my podcast. Do you guys notice anything? Do you notice, like, certain celestial events always seem to land on the Wednesday when I'm doing my podcast? Eclipses and all those kind of stuff. Planets going retrograde or going direct. Always on my show. Yeah. I'll welcome that. It's part of the Lunar Lounge archive, I guess. So, Mercury goes retrograde next week, 26th, 27th. The Sun is going to be trining Mars. Expect me to come in next week with pure energy, man. Dude. Yeah. Well, me and my magic mind at shop, I'm going to be going through the roof. But Mars, Sun, Mars trine, that is a nice energy. It's potency. Great time for getting things done. Great time for getting in your competitive spirit. Great time for perhaps maybe doing some exercise, doing some gym, Yeah, we want to be able to use that sun Mars in the fire signs as well. So they're very fiery right now. Although Mars is moving a bit slow because he's moving retrograde, but nevertheless, we can take that on board. What else? Mercury starts going retrograde. Well, we know about the Mercury retrograde, don't we? Back up your phones, people. Back up your phones. And computers, laptops, anything to do with transportation, traveling, make sure you got it on point. Bear with me a moment. I want to blow my nose. Okay. Blow it, clearing up the nose. Okay. I think, yeah, that ginger's working, mate. So it's all about communication, watching the emails, watching how you're communicating, trying to get an understanding. You see, Mercury retrograde is excellent for planning. Always remember that. Mercury retrograde is excellent time for planning, for researching, for editing, right? So if you're doing any of those during the Mercury retrograde, it's an advantage. This is what you want to be doing. Shout out to MD Chantal. How are you doing? Hello to you as well. This is a great time for that. Hey, my camera. What happened to my camera? Okay, looks like it needed a bit of adjusting. So yeah, Mercury retrograde is really good for that. It's not good for initiating or starting new things, however. Guess what? I'm starting a course. Starting my numerology course during the Mercury retrograde. Yeah, tell me about it. But I've already planned it before, so it should be all right. Let's see. So Mercury retrograde, make sure it's a good time for researching, for planning, for going back over things. Those are the things you see. Mercury retrograde is beneficial for many things, and that is one of them. So be sure to be tapping into that kind of energy. So Mercury is going retrograde on the 26th, 27th. Of November. Ugh. Okay, what else is going to start to happen for the rest of the month? 29th. Okay. Starting from the 28th of November, Venus starts to form a trine to Uranus. All the way up until the end of November to the 30th. Don't want to talk about the 1st of December too much because I'll talk more about that next week. We can have a branch into, but we know we've got a new moon coming up and all that kind of stuff. So that'll be for next week's show. I will be giving you the, download of what December is looking like or what the beginning of December is looking like. However, for the end of this month, or for the rest of this month, how many days left? 10 days left. We've got Mercury going retrograde. We've got Sun moving into Sagittarius and going to be trining Mars. We've still got the Mars opposition to Pluto. So tensions are building there. We've got Venus Saturn in sextile. We've got Sun moving into Sagittarius. That's going to be sextiling Pluto. Those are the things that we can look forward to. It's interesting because Mercury was just about to square Neptune, but doesn't get quite close. It comes a bit close and then, whoop, goes retrograde. Pulls back again. Gives you the illusion like he's about to do something. And that is the planetary news for the rest of November. So people, sit and hold tight as this month comes to an end. Yeah, that is what the month of November is looking like. Let me see if I just see anything else. Nothing else. I think that is about it, really. I think I'm going to end it right there. Yeah, that is the cosmic news. That is what the news is entailing. Right. Let's get back to business. What else? Competition time. Are we there yet? Are we at the competition time yet? Shall I make some announcements? Before I make some announcements, let's do the competition. Let's do the competition. Competition time. Get the banner up, baby. And let's go to the phone and let's see here. You guys are slacking, man. Max, you're on point. I love it. Okay, so four people. I got. So who came in first? Okay, no, Max came in. Max came in first. Rubel came in. Bang on midnight. Pooyah. 1 minute past, we got Banji or Joe, and then Christian. Okay, I asked, what planet rules palm trees? Well, the answer is Mars. So we do actually have a winner. I actually didn't see that. We do have a winner. The winner is Max. Thank you. Max, yes, you are correct. Mars rules palm trees. Do you know what? If anybody would have also said the sun, I would have given it to you as well. Palm trees are actually ruled somewhat by two planets. The sun is also connected with sun and Mars have a, you know, they're both hot and dry, aren't they? So for those of you who know your temperaments, you know what it is. So shout out to Max. You've got 30 pounds, 30 Skrilla coming over to you. Who else? But all of you, yeah, oh, Banji, you said Mars as well. Very good. Just like you came in a bit late. About 1 minute. But you also said, I was thinking it could be Venus, as palm trees are also associated with nice exotic locations. I also thought Neptune, as a mirage in the desert, is usually associated with false oases surrounded by palm trees. But I went to Mars due to the association with heat. Yeah, palm trees are Mars. Palm trees is also, it's where you get palm oil from. Red, right? Red. Yeah, you should have thought about that. Also as well, palm trees are quite spiky. Plants that are quite spiky in nature are ruled by Mars. So it's Mars. Congratulations, Max. You got it. Great banjo. Christian, you said Jupiter. Please. But you actually came in last, actually. That's a no. Rubel, you said Venus too? Really? No. Not Venus, man. Not Venus. Coolio now I've got to ask this week's question, right? Something like that. Okay. Competition time. Let me bring up the email on the screen so you know. If you're listening to this show for the first time, basically, I ask a question. The first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight. So I announce it, you know, that morning on the show. Wednesday, midnight, GMT time. GMT, UK time. First person who inboxes me at thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you who are listening to the recording, thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. That is the email address where you send the answers to. thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. Answer me next week, Wednesday at midnight GMT time. Shout out to New York Icon. Hey, how you doing? Hope you're well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So yeah, you send your answer there. And I'm about to give you, present you with the, I've got so many questions, but sometimes I just get a bit, which one? Okay. Pay very close attention, people. Pay very close attention. In a commercial chart, we're looking at a commercial chart, right? If we're looking at the price of a commodity, we'll be looking at the 10th house. What would signify, where would the ruler of the 10th house have to be? What house would the ruler of the 10th house have to be to indicate that this is price is going to be low? I repeat this again. In a commercial chart, in astrology, we do commercial charts as well. We can do charts for everything and anything. In a commercial chart, the price of a commodity is signified by the 10th house or the 10th house ruler, should I say. Could say 10th house as well, but the 10th house ruler. I want emphasis on the 10th house ruler. I don't want to know what planets in the 10th house. I'm making that clear. I want to know about the 10th house ruler. What house would the ruler of the 10th house have to be in to signify that this commodity is going to be a low price? Answer for me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK, GMT time. First person who inboxes me with the correct answer. What house would the ruler of the 10th house have to be in to indicate a low price in a commercial or if we're looking at commodity charts? That is it, man. The question. First person who inboxes me next week. Shout out to Orgasma. Join me here also on the Instagram. So first person who inboxes me next week will be the winner of £30, 30 Squilla. And for this week, congratulations, Max. What else? Before I go to the tarot card of the week, before that comes up. Announcements. Make some announcements. People. In a few weeks' time, I believe it may be, let me just double check what are we talking here? We're probably talking around the 1st or 2nd of December. 1st or 2nd of December. It's on the 1st or the 2nd? I need to double check. I think it might be the 1st. 1st of December is going to be a Saturday. Right. So on the 1st of December, there's going to be a free introduction to numerology. For those of you who follow me on the social media, all the link, everything, all the details is just going to be in there. However, you can email me at, you know, let me put this all up here, because then you say, oh, well, I didn't quite know. sacredplanets@gmail.com. But again, I'm going to be posting enough on your TikToks and your Instagrams, Facebook, so you'll be going to be, all the details are going to be there, the login details and everything. So just watch out for that. Don't be lazy. Because anyway, you just send me crazy of sending me emails and can I have the link? Can I have the link? The link's going to be out there. You're going to be able to get that. It's going to be a free introductory to numerology. And the following week, I'm going to be starting the numerology course during a Mercury retrograde. That's going to be exciting. So we're going to have introduction to numerology, numbers, the power of numbers, how numbers work, what are they, the history of it. I'll be breaking it all down. So get your ass to class. It's going to be on a Saturday, and I believe it's going to be around 2 p.m. UK time. Free introduction to numerology. And then the following week, the numerology course is going to start. Now, the numerology course, you know, I'm looking at this course and it's looking like it might go on for about 12 weeks. But I'm going to say 8 to 10 weeks. But if there has to be an extra week or two, I'm more than happy to add that on there. So if you're looking to sign up, let me know. Black Friday, the whole Black Friday, I suppose I've been suckered into the whole Black Friday thing. So I'm going to be doing the whole Black Friday thing. And I'm going to be giving you some discounts. So definitely watch out for that. You want to tap into that. Palmistry courses have already started. That's every Thursday. We've already done one class, haven't we? Yeah, so I've already done one class. But tomorrow, 5 p.m. So you can still sign up for that. There's still a bit of room to sign up for that last minute. If you miss tomorrow, forget it. Wait till the next one comes around. But you can still sign up for until tomorrow's one to be able to join tomorrow. Again, you get all the recordings, you get access to the recordings, handouts, reading material, all of that stuff. You get all that again on your portal. What else? Tarot. I've got a new beginners tarot also starting in the beginning of December. And I've also got intermediate. So for those of you who have done beginners class with me, again, because a lot of you have been shouting over the last couple of months, when's the intermediate? When's the intermediate? The intermediate starting in a few weeks' time. Don't say I didn't tell you, okay? Because I'm announcing it now, and then you're going to go, but we didn't hear it. Well, you're hearing it right now. So get on to that. My husband's saying, you want us learning during the holidays? Yeah, no, there'll be a break for the holidays, of course, for the Christmas, New Year and stuff, for those of you. So there'll be breaks. I think Christmas lands on a Tuesday this week, doesn't it? Or something like that. Something along that line, I believe. Oh, it's Wednesday. I thought it was Tuesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. So it's Wednesday this year. Yeah, so we maybe that week will take off or a week or two off. But nevertheless, well, yeah, learning must continue. And it's, you know, once a week, isn't it? An hour or so. So it's not going to break the bank. So then we've got, what else we got? The astrology. Astrologies, again, there's going to be some bonanzas for the astrology. You want to jump on it because New Year, I swear to God, everything is going to go really up in price. I am not putting it down for nobody. Get in while you can. All right. Okay. So with the astrology, again, welcome on board. And guess what? On Tuesdays for the Tuesday class now, there is also going to be two classes on the same class, but just twice in one day. So you get an afternoon class and then there's an evening class. So depending on your time zone as well, you can, whichever one is suitable for you. So that's for the Tuesday class. So definitely watch out for that. Well, that's already put in place. Yeah, people are already signed up just because of that. Because there's some people who are, they can't come in the evenings because they've got other commitments, and some people can't come in the early of the day because of the commitments. But now you've got an option of two. So there is that. What else? I think that's about it for the meantime. So astrology's on the way. Get signed up while you can, while the price is there. You get new material uploaded every week, reading materials also as well, all uploaded. You get access, you get lifetime access, so that's okay. Palmistry has started, but you've only got, for the current one, you've only got until tomorrow to sign up for that if you're interested. If not, forget that one. I will be doing palmistry again at some point next year. Numerology coming up. There's going to be a free introduction to numerology on the 1st of December. The following week after that, I believe on the 8th of December, I believe that's going to be the beginning of the numerology course, tarot card courses. Again, one for beginner, one for intermediate. That's all going to be starting also around that week, first week in December as well. Yeah, keep it locked here. And I want to do something on runes. And I'm also going to be doing some ritual or magic classes, courses as well. Something around magic, spells, rituals, all along that. And I want to do something around runes also as well. may also be doing something maybe around the magic runes as well. I'll be putting other things in. I may be talking also about sex magic and stuff like that. So that may also be also a part of that too. So, yeah. Keep it locked. Yeah, you've got to keep it busy, man. Ooh, yeah, it's going to be, going to be interesting. Okay, I think it's that time of the day. We've got the tarot card of the week, baby. That's what it's about. Just going to shuffle the cards. Let me take off this. And let's see what the tarot card is for today. All right. Just shuffling the cards here as usual. And let's have a nice pick of what it is looking like. Jackie's saying, oh my God, miss you again. Whose fault is that? I think Mercury retrograde is having its effect. Yeah, probably is. All right, let's have a card of the week, tarot card of the week. What we got? Five of cups, man. Okay, so what is the message for us over the period of the next week? Well, the five of cups indicates a time of a sense of loss, regrets, missed opportunity, crying over spilt milk. However, the advice with this card is do not focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have, which is what us as human beings, this is something that we always tend to do. We something happens which doesn't go according to plan, or we lose something, or something not so pleasant happens, and we focus on, oh, the quote-unquote bad or the negative, and we don't focus on what we do have. And this card is saying that be mindful. So during this week, if there is a sense of regrets, if you feel maybe there's an opportunity which has been missed in some kind of way, don't focus on, trying to move a bit of ginger up my mouth here. clear that throat. Don't focus, don't cry over spilt milk, basically. What has happened has happened. It's a five as well. So this week is about perhaps maybe changing our perspective and changing our view on something which is disappointing. We all have to experience disappointing times. We all go through times where we experience some sense of regret, a missed opportunity. Perhaps something passed us by. Something didn't go according to plan. We've been let down. But try to focus on, okay, what is it that I have? What is it that I have in my life? What can be salvaged? What can I do with what I do have? Yeah? You know, the eggs break, but you've still got some flour. You know, maybe you can make a dumpling or something. You know, there's other things. There's things that can be salvaged. It's not all lost. Not all is lost. So I want us to think about this during the course of this week, especially if or when you do find yourself at a point where you're feeling like, oh, poor me. Don't feel sorry for yourself. No. Do not do that. Bonjour from the south of France. Just joining in. Yeah, you've been enjoying yourself in the south of France. Shout out to Dark Feminine Love. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Lemmy is saying, what are ruins? Ruins? Ruins. Things that are ruins. Ruins. Ruins, like as in something being ruined, something spoiled, right? So, yeah, that's what ruins are. Ruins, like as something being ruined. Anything can be ruined, or maybe not going to plan, or fall apart. Is that what you meant, Lemise? What are ruins? Did I express it? The class. You will be. Oh, ruin. Oh, runes. Oh, you're talking about runes. Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, it's about runes. So runes are these... can I even get to my runes right about now? I don't think I can. They're a bit far away. Maybe I'll show you next week. I'll bring... They're a bit far. I don't think I can get to them right now. Although I did have one that was... Hold on a minute. I might be able to. Is my runes there? No, they're not. I thought I had. No. They're a bit tucked away. Okay, so I'm not going to go for them. Not going to be digging out my runes while I'm on the show, but I could have swore I put my runes. Didn't I just use you the other day? Where did I put you? I think I put it back in the box. Okay, cool. Runes are this, they are stones, they are, and they're used for divination. You got me, you see me. I have got my runes here. So runes are stones, and they're used for divination. They are from Northern Europe, originated in Northern Europe in the... Slavic traditions, Northern Germanic, and they are stones. So I should show you some runes right now. Those are runes. Can you see them? You can see my runes. Why has my camera gone a bit AWOL? Let me fix that. But these are runes. That's how they look, like that. Turn them over and you can see, and they have different shapes on them, and they use as divination, just like tarot. And yeah, there's a way that you put them in the thing and you shake them up in my rune bag. And again, you pick it just like how you would pick a tarot, and you know, you can do layouts with them also as well. And they're for divination. So that's what runes are. See, I'm opening you up. Yes, Florence. Oh, I just saw your thing. No, I think they meant runes. Yeah, I thought she meant ruins. I thought she was talking about when I was talking about the Five of Cups on the tarot cards. So these are ruins. No, those are runes. Ruins. These are runes. These are the runes. So they're a bit, they're turned over for some reason. But yeah, that's how they look. So yeah, so I may be doing something on runes also as well. Just dropped one of my runes here. So yeah, so I'll be doing something on runes more than likely in the new year. Let's see how that goes. I ain't got enough space in the week to be doing all this stuff. Yeah, it is what it is. What else? Yeah, I think that's about it. End of the show. For those of you just joining, welcome. Goodbye. So those are what runes are. So yes, okay, so you got it. You can see. So that's what runes are. So I may be doing something on runes, but that'll more than likely be in the new year. And there's other stuff that I've got also plans for, but I'll see. Because it's only so many places, only so many days of the week you can be doing it, and you know, doing other stuff as well. There's never enough time. Time is not on my side, funny enough. I find everybody else having time except me. So it's like, you know, it is what it is. I suppose that's my karma, which I signed up for. So, yeah. I'm done, man. Listen, thank you guys for your participation. I will be with you next week on the day Mercury goes retrograde. But at least I'll have some energy. The sun will be trying Mars. The recording will be available on all podcast platforms within the next 30 minutes. Also on YouTube. Remember, I'm available on all podcast platforms, whether that's Amazon, Spotify, Apple. Yes, you can find the Lunar Lounge there. Know what it means. So people, everybody, if you have time to tune in, thank you very much. I'll be with you again next week, same place, same time, right here at the Lunar Lounge. My name is Israel Josie. Another person just came in saying, I'm late. Yeah, of course you're late. Welcome to the show, Joe. But yeah, you're late. Don't you guys set timers? 12:30 every Wednesday. Okay, baby. My name's Israel Josie. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge. I'll be with you next week. People, stay blessed, stay good. Welcome. I am out. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome.